came down from heaven's throne. This earth you formed was not your home. A love like this the world had never known. Oh. A crown of thorns to mock your name. Forgiveness fell upon your face. A love like this the world has never known. On the altar of our praise, let there be no higher name. Jesus, Son of God, you laid down your perfect life. You are the sacrifice. Jesus, Son of God. You are Jesus, Son of God. You took our sin. You bore our shame. You rose to life. You defeated the grave. A love like this the world has never known. On the altar of our praise, let there be no higher name. Jesus, Son of God, you laid down your perfect life. You are the sacrifice. Jesus, Son of God. You are Jesus, Son of God. Be lifted higher than all you've overcome. Your name be louder than any other song. There is no power that can come against your love. The cross was enough. The cross was enough. Be lifted higher than all you've overcome. Your name be louder than any other song. There is no power that can come against your love. The cross was enough. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. So go, so lead on, good shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And you are welcome to visit my website or blog, Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my books and my posts. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God, I desire that every believer would take any or all parts of the contents of my books, my posts. Let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony and visions, and they record them and publish them on the internet under the website titled, I, Their First and All Last Name, I'm the Church in Splendor, as a sweet offering to the Lord our God. You are welcome to access my book, my post, quote unquote, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and while I was small in my eyes, God, love, exalted me. For more details, and I pray that no one will allow Satan to fill their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books and my poster in any wrong way. for they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books and my posts of testimony and visions to the time in Acts 4:32-37, and I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11. For we who are being led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of love. All rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and to Rose Mkado, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. For my spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander, I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, you said when the cry of praise cover the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has rolled up his sleeves. All the nations can see his holy muscled arm. Everyone from one end of the earth to the other sees him at work, doing his salvation work. Sing to God a brand new song. He has made a world of wonders. He rolled up his sleeves. He set things right. God made history with salvation. He showed the world what he could do. Thank you, Father Love, that righteousness has been elected and is being established once again in the United States of America. Salvation is springing up and justice flourishing with it. As the United States of America goes, so goes the world. Praise the Lord. Atoloso mingalato, ele solo miashe salamatareashe. Indalato kolohiashe salamatareashe. Andalato kolohiashe, ala solo miashe salamatareashe. Andalato kolohiashe, manalato kolohiashe salamatareashe. Andalato kolohiashe. Ele solo miashe salamatareashe. Atarasoto kolohiashe. Andalato kolohiashe. Atarasolo miashe salamatareashe. Andalalolo solo minga. Atarato lohiashe salamatareashe. Etala salamatareashe. Etolo so minga la senumatare. Ashalamatareashe. It says the Spirit of the Living God. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self in the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Be of the same mind, sympathetic toward one another, compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For you love life and you desire to see good days. Thus, do keep your tongues from evil and your lips from deceitful speech. Do turn from evil and do good. Do seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on you, the righteous, and his ears are attentive to your prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your heart, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with a gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. To those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolized baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Holiness. Set apart from the world unto the Lord Jesus Christ, separated from the world to God. Holiness, living according to God's word, holiness is a two-edged sword. The power that causes you to be holy is the power that destroys sins. And as the mighty blade of holiness swings in your life to destroy sin, it keeps you protected and keeps you well from sin, sickness, and demons, and fear. But if you don't turn loose of the sin, the same power will destroy you. be holy as he is holy. I will not spare my enemies from death, and I will not violate my covenant. The promise of my lips I will not alter. Once and for all, I have sworn to my holiness. I will not lie unto you, my beloved bride. My mercy, my hesed love, my driving passion to deliver you, watching over you and over yours always, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on your behalf at any given time. It is those who are led by the Spirit of God who are sons and daughters of love. Therefore, we, the Ecclesia, are in this world, but not a part of this world. It is my obligation to respect life and others' possessions. And it is to my benefit not to murder, steal, covet, lust after, not to be prideful, haughty, not to be an adulterer, nor an idolater. For Christ has redeemed me not from the obligations of the law, nor from the benefits of the law, but from the curse of the law. Eternal punishment, sickness, disease, and poverty are under the curse of the law. Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for me. Excuse me, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed me in order that the blessing promised to Abraham, spiritual life, divine health, prosperity, would come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, so that by faith I have now received the promise of the Spirit. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So then I, the saint, just as I have always obeyed the instructions of my spiritual leaders with enthusiasm, not only in their presence, but now much more in their absence, continue to work out my own salvation, that is, cultivate it, bring it to full effect, actively pursue spiritual maturity with awe-inspiring fear and trembling, using a serious caution and critical self-evaluation to avoid anything that might offend God or discredit the name of Christ. For it is not my strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in me, both to will and to work, that is, strengthening, energizing, and creating in me the longing and the ability, to fulfill my purpose for His good, for His good pleasure. I do all things without complaining and disputing, that I may become blameless and harmless, a child of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom I shine as light in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that my spiritual fathers and mothers and leaders may rejoice in the day of Christ, that they have not run in vain or labored in vain. I am the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. I am the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, I let my light shine before others, that they may see my good works and my good deeds and glorify my Father in heaven. Praise the Lord. I can no longer be deceived. I am not an old sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner. I have been saved by grace. I am not an imperfect woman serving a perfect God. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever I who am being made holy. And by that will, I have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. It is the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. During my days on earth, I have offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who can save me from death, the grave. And I believe I have been heard because of my reverent submission. Though a daughter am I, yet I have learned obedience by the things which I have suffered. I, therefore, I be perfect, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity, as my heavenly Father is perfect. Finally, I be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. I put on all of God's armor so that I will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For I am not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against the principalities, are the lowest demonic powers. They are strong princes over places. They were the one in legions. The powers are the second to the highest demonic powers, the roosting poles of the politicians, the rulers of the darkness of this world. The third to the highest demonic powers, the illusion spirits, making something look one way, but it is the other way. The spiritual wickedness in the places, the highest demonic powers, working with WHO, WEF, CERN, the UN. I am graced with the armor of God, of love, on to resist on the evil day. And having done all to stand, I stand, therefore, to inherit the promises, the blood of covenant of spiritual life, divine health, prosperity, protection, preservation, and provisions. Truth has girded my loins. I am clothed with the breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. I hold faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And I am graced with the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. I am watchful with all perseverance and supplication for us and for all the holy ones, that speech may be given us to open our mouths to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel for which we are ambassadors in chains. Atolo so mingalato, ala tolo hieshe sere mindoso, ala solo meashe sara matenashe, endala to kolo hieshe sere mindoso, olo soto kolo hieshe, endala to kolo hieshe sere mindoso. Olo solo miashe samatanash, atara soto kolo yashe, ala solo miashe, anara to kolo yashe, ele soto kolo yashe samatanash, Etolo soto koloyashi. Atara soto koloyashi. Etara soto koloyashi. Ala salamatarashi salamatashi. Etolo soto koloyashi. Adala salamatarashi. Atarashi sereminosa. Ala soto koloyashi salamatarashi. Atarashi tomalashi. The Lord has rescued me and made me both a symbol and a source of blessing. So I am not afraid. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I get on with edifying the body of Christ. Whatever were gains unto me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I pressed on to take hold of that which of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal, to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. However, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But as a daughter of the Most High, an ambassador for Christ, a king and priest for our God, and I will reign on the earth as Lord of this earth with a responsibility of a steward in Christ, I am a citizen of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and I am eagerly awaiting. I am eagerly waiting for him to return as my Savior. He will take my weak mortal body and change it into a glorious body like his own, using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. Amatala soningala togiashi. Ele solo miasha. Manara solo miasha esere minoros. Otoro soto kolo hiashi. Atara soto kolo hiashi esama. Anara to kolo hiashi esere minoros. Olo solo miasha esama tanashi. Anara to kolo hiashi esere minoros. Olo solo miasha esama tanashi. Atara soto kolo hiashi. Anara to kolo hiashi. Ere solo miasha esama tanashi. Anara to kolo hiashi esere minoros. Olo solo miasha. Atara solo miashe, ele solo miashe sere mindoros, olo soto kolo yashe, ele solo matarashe sara matarashe. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. 1 John 4:17. In this world, I am just like Jesus. I am God. I am love. I am good. Daughter of the Most High God, in the house of my Heavenly Father, carrying a revelation of God in me to reveal Him to the world. I am God's expression, His righteousness, His holiness, and His love. And I am God's representative, His authority on this earth, manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, being seen by angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, being believed on in the world. I will be received up into glory, for I also will be taken up to heaven to glory. I am the body of Christ of the Anointed One. Thus I am in this world, but not the part of this world. I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us, unto me, in surplus. Thus things are being done for us, for me, according to God's way of doing things and being right. I do not be deceived. The God who is love cannot be mocked. Whatsoever I sow, that also I shall reap in return. I do not give the devil a foothold. The one who sows to please his flesh from the flesh will reap destruction, death. But I who sow to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Thus, by the precious blood of Christ, the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, we've gathered here today at the table of grace and giving voice to your word, upholding all things by the word, the release of his power. We believe we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness, that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, for your good pleasure, Father love. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, all you his hosts, you, his ministers who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven, and whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, the release of love's power, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, the powers, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We overcome the Satan when we testify personally of what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing, destruction, deception, and any other demonic activity that would come against us in our devotional time or at any other time. They are defeated in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves the people against us. And I plea, I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God, of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I close Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stanford, and I, each of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes, in our streets, in our walls, within our palaces, our lands, and our territories, and everybody in them with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever evil was sent or done against any one of us, this Cattlebound family, household, and ministries, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving,